That's in the middle here.
This
is what we call the hot seat.
戴牧师，来来，坐在当中这个位置上。
So the way this will work is we have some questions that you have provided, and I will hand them to Jamie, and then he will read them in either whatever language they were written, and then our talented translator will just translate to the other language.
Okay. 下面是这是这样安排的。我这里呢有一大堆那个问题，这些问题呢给戴牧师，然后戴牧师呢按照问题呢把它读出来，按照问题原来写的那个文字呢读出来，然后请。
Well, let me lead us in a word of prayer before we begin.
我们首先先做个祷告。
Gracious Father, we ask that your Spirit would be in our hearts and minds now, leading us to understand your purpose.
慈爱的天父，真的是感谢你，我们求你能够对我们的心说话，能够让我们能够明白你的旨意。
We thank you for your servant and bringing him to us.
感谢你将你的仆人带到我们面前。
And even more so, we thank you for yourself and working through this, your servant.
我们更感谢你，你亲自在你的仆人身上做工。
So we give you all the praise and glory for what you will reveal to us now.
我们把一切的荣耀、颂赞都归给你。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Amen. Okay, well, take it.
因为第一个问题是用中文写的，我就先用中文问候大家，主内平安。
Because the first question is written in Chinese, so that's why I actually greet you in Chinese. Okay, peace in the Lord.
这每逢回答问题都是提心吊胆的。
Every time you try to answer questions, I'm all I feel a little bit fear.
因为不见得每一个问题都是我的专长。
Because not every question suits my background perfectly.
所以有一些问题我大概只能够稍微点到为止啊，因为有一些我不见得就能够马上的回答出来。
So for some of the questions, I can only barely scratch surface, you know, in giving you the answer.
那这个第一个问题在这边提到，中国已经有很多教会和基督徒。
The first question says here, you know, since in China there are already many churches and Christians.
中国还可以称为未得之民吗？
Can we still refer to the Chinese as the unreached people?
那我想在这边特别用了一个词叫未得之民。
Here I want to pay a special attention to the term unreached people.
那当然，我想在宣教学上面，当我们用这个词的时候
，Of course, in missionology.
一般的描述就是，若是这一个群体基督徒的比率是少于2%的话
，typically when we refer to a special people group, if the Christian the percentage of Christian there is less than 2%,
我们就会说这个群体是所谓的未得之民。
Then we will refer to this people group as so-called unreached people.
那中国是不是未得之民呢
？Now, as to China, can we still refer to the Chinese as unreached people?
当然，我想我们知道中国一共有13亿多的人口。
We know that there are 1.3 billion people, population in China.
那在这十三亿的群体当中，有多少基督徒？我想就上帝知道的。
Among the 1.3 billion, only God knows how many Christians there are.
因为没有办法做一个很详细的调查，一个问卷。
Because it's very difficult to conduct a survey by asking the questions and questionnaires to know what the statistics should be.
那一般我想对中国稍微熟悉的人
，For those people who have some familiarities with China，
会说大概今天在中国的基督徒大概是在7000-8000万左右。
There are maybe 70 to 80 million Christians there.
我想这个也包括政府的三自教会，也包括非政府的家庭教会。
Of course, it includes both the Christians who regularly goes to the three South Patriotic churches that are recognized by the Chinese government, and of course, it also includes the Christians who belongs to the family churches.
那我的数学不是太好。
Of course, my math is a little bit rusty.
所以若是有十三亿的人口
If there are 1.3 billion people there,
那在这当中我们就说有八千万是基督徒。
And there are among them 70 to 80 million Christians.
我不晓得这个是不是抵达了2%的一个标准啊。
I don't know whether that accounts for the 2% of Christians there.
当然我想就是达到了2%。
Even if it reaches 2%,
我想我们仍然会觉得中国是一个很大的一个禾场。
We still believe China is the biggest harvest ground for us, field for us.
因为假如有七千万的话
，If there are 70,000 Christians,
我们不要忘记，其实有13亿的人口。
We still cannot remember, or we still cannot forget there are 1.3 billion people out there.
所以我想这个还是一个很大的一个禾场。
So it is still a big, very big harvest field for us.
那另外一个我想到我们当然提到中国有这么多的教会和基督徒。
Of course, since we mentioned that there are so many Christians and churches in China.
我们知道中国也是一个多民族的一个国家。
But we also know China has a lot of ethnic minorities there.
按照政府的分法，一共有56个民族。
According to the Chinese government statistics, there are 56 ethnic minorities in China.
Groups.
Ethnic
那里头有55个是少数民族。
I'm sorry, yeah, ethnic groups. Among them, 55 are considered minorities.
那在这55个少数的民族当中，其实我们也知道是差不多在1亿左右 ，100 million.
So these 55 ethnic minorities account for about 100 million people.
在这一亿的当中，有将近四分之一是信奉伊斯兰教的。
Among the 100 million, one quarter of them believes in Islam.
55个少数民族有10个是信奉伊斯兰教的。
10 among the 55 ethnic minorities believe in Islam.
那在这2500万的信奉伊斯兰教的少数民族当中
，Among the 25 million people who believe in Islam，
那我想在他们当中的基督徒就是远远的低于2%这样的一个比率了。
The Christian population among them is far less than 2%.
所以我想从中国的少数民族而言
，So in so far as the ethnic minorities。Are considered.
我们会认为在这当中其实有很多很多的还可以称为是所谓的未得之民。
There are many people out there that can be properly referred to as the unreached people.
所以未得之民我们可以从一个国家的角度来做一个解读。
So we can look at the unreached people from the point of view of a whole country, whole nation.
但是我们知道有很多的国家是多民族的一个国家。
But we know many countries it consists of many ethnic groups.
所以在中国我们就会发现其实中国的确可以说还是有很多所谓的未得之民。
So we can still properly refer to many people group out there in China as unreached people.
所以我希望我这样的一个回答令提问的人满意了。
I hope my answers actually satisfy your needs.
Okay. 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 Next one.
请分享一下你的家庭。
Can you share something about your family?
其实我们的这个今年的拆船年会的手册好像已经讲了不少了。
Actually, if you look at the pamphlet about this year's mission conference, it already talks a lot about my family.
第一天晚上我说我是一个妻子的先生。
The first day I'm here, I said I was a husband.Of a wife.
那师母呢？她是台湾人。
My wife is a Taiwanese.
其实也是我们家里面第一个非白人。
Okay, is she the first non-white in my family?
她是第一个中国人。
The first Chinese.
有的时候我会跟她半开玩笑。
Sometimes I can say jokingly to her.
因为一到了结婚的年龄。
When we reach to the time when we actually have to get married.
我到了结婚的年龄。
When I actually reached the age to get married,
常常被人家问为什么你们戴家没有娶没有嫁中国人。
Why I was asked often asked the question why your Taylor's family seldom get married to a Chinese.
Never, 不是 seldom,
never.
Never.
Never get married to Chinese. Okay.
Good question.
这个在我上面的四代虽然都是在华人当中服侍。
Four generations ahead of me, although even though they serve in China, among the Chinese.
但是从来没有一个人有娶或者嫁中国人。
None of them yet married to a Chinese.
所以我被这个问题问到烦了。
So I was sick and tired of this question.
所以我就决定我一定要跟一个中国人结婚。
So I have to get married to a Chinese.
那这样起码避免我的孩子被问同样的问题。
So that my children do not have to go through the torture of being asked the same question again.
那当然这是开玩笑的。
Of course, it's a joke.
我跟师母我们是在美国认识的。
I get to know my wife here in the United States.
虽然我们两个人都是台湾出生长大的。
Even though both of us were born in Taiwan.
但是是到美国认识的。
But we get to know each other. We got to know each other here in the US.
感谢主神给了我们三个孩子。
Thanks to the Lord that for three children that we have.
若是你们看这个我们大会的手册，会知道他们的中文名字是成约、成书、成雅。
If you look at the pamphlet for this mission conference, you know the Chinese name is 成书、成约、成雅。
所以你把他们中文名字连在一起，就是约书亚。
If you actually connect the Chinese names together, it reads like Joshua.
那成约，我们老大今年22岁。
My eldest son is 22 years old.
成书20岁。
成书 is 20 years old.
最小的18岁。
The youngest is 18 years old.
这是我们男人的说法。
It's kind of same for boys.
因为我们男人都是比较大而化之的。
Guys even often talk about things in very rough terms.
我想假如师母来介绍的话。
If it was being done by my wife.
一定会说我们老二其实已经是20.5。
She must have said, you know, our second youngest son is already 20.
A daughter,
I'm sorry, is 20.25 years.
那大概就是差不多差两岁了。
Okay, so they're about 2 years apart.
那我跟师母，我们是内地会的宣教士。
Both my wife and I are missionaries that belongs to the Chinese Inland Missions.
那目前我们是居住在香港。
Now we're dwelling in Hong Kong.
虽然不常在香港。
Even though we're not often in Hong Kong.
但是我们回家换洗衣服是在香港换洗衣服。
But we got to change our clothes back home in Hong Kong.
那我们主要的服事是在内地会的华人事工部里面。
We primarily serve in the Chinese ministries that belongs to the China Inland Mission.
那主要就是在华人当中做培训的工作。
Our ministry is focused on the training among the Chinese Christians.
这几年神也特别让我们有机会在中国跨文化宣教的这一个区块里面，有一些的参与。
These years, God gave us the opportunities to participate in the cross-cultural missions in China.
所以我想我就简单介绍到这里了。
I think this is something that I need to say about my family.
因为要再讲下去就讲不完了。
If we want to go on further, just it might be endless.
我想这个主在我们家的恩典已经有包括儿子在内就有十代之久。
Okay, God has shown His grace to our family, including sons, throughout our 10 generations.
所以要讲十代的话，今天我们下一堂也都没有时间讲。
If we have to talk about how God actually give His grace, show His grace upon our family throughout the ten generations, even if I use the next sessions, it won't be enough.
好，那我现在要换台了哈，因为是英文的问题。
So now I switched off to another station.
I am afraid to do cross-cultural missions.
我很害怕做跨文化的宣传。
What are some things I can do to break through my fears?
我能做什么来打破这个恐惧呢？
Of course, fear could play two roles, possible roles.
当然，恐惧可以起到两个作用。
It could push us away from God, or it could push us closer to God.
它既可以让我们远离神，也可以让我们更接近神。
Fear can be something a negative force, but fear can also be a positive thing.
所以，恐惧既可是正面的，也可是负面的。
And so I think I would say that it's good that you're afraid of doing cross-cultural missions.
所以我跟你说，你害怕做跨文化的宣教，很好。
That fear then actually propels us to depend more upon God as opposed to depending upon ourselves.
因为这种恐惧可以让我们能够更加的依赖神，而不是依赖自己。
Of course, as we think of cross-cultural missions, there are many challenges.
当然，当我们想到跨文化宣教的时候，我们不得不承认这里边有很多的。
Of course, if that means that we have to leave our families, perhaps God is calling us to the Middle East or to Africa or another place. That obviously represents an opportunity to experience God in new ways and in fresh ways.
当然，这也意味着我们能够在新的文化环境下经历神的恩典。
And so I think as we face perhaps some of those challenges of fear,
所以当我们面临这些挑战的时候和恐惧的时候
，on the one hand to be reminded that that should propel us to depend more upon God，
一方面我们要提醒自己，我们要不断的依赖神。
It also I think is a good opportunity for us to realize that God goes with us.
但是同时也要提醒我们自己，神和我们同在。
And he is omnipresent.
他是无所不在的神。
And so no matter where he might take us,
不管他带我们到哪里去，
his grace will always sustain us.
他的恩典一直会伴随着我们。
And so this word fear actually in the Bible is very interesting.
所以恐惧这个词在圣经里面是非常有趣的。
It actually in its various forms appears 365 times.
恐惧在圣经里面以各种不同的形式一共出现了365次。
And of course we know that there are 365 days of the year.
当然我们知道一年有365天。
And over and over again we hear God saying to his people, do not fear because I am with you.
因为我们在圣经里面不断地读到神对他的子民说不要怕我和你同在。
So it is goodto be afraid if that helps us depend more upon God.
所以如果恐惧让我们更加的依赖神仰望神那么这个恐惧是好事情。
And it also allows us obviously to experience God in new ways and in fresh ways.
同时它也能够让我们能够以新的方式以新的环境来经历神的恩典。
Sometimes when we live in safety, it's harder to have breakthrough in our spiritual lives, isn't it?
有的时候我们如果生活安逸的话我们在属灵的生活灵命上很难有突破
It's only as God takes us out into the deep like in Luke chapter 5
就是只有当神把我们带到那些有挑战的地方的水深之处就像路加福音第二十五章那样
第五章路加福音没有二十五章没关系
Sorry 路加福音 I'm a little bit too fast
对不起
第五章里面把神将我们带到水深之处的时候
We can experience God in new ways that perhaps safety and security would not allow us to experience it.
那只有这样我们才能经历在安逸的环境里面无法经历到神他自己
又要换台了哈
Okay, now I have to switch off to another station.
如果才能和这个是
如何才能对呀、yeah. How can I?
好如何才能和印度同事佛教同事他们都似乎很虔诚解释清楚他们的神不是真神
How can I explain to my Hinduist college as well as Buddhist college colleagues both of them are very pious okay explain to them that their God are not the true God
当然我想假如上帝给你一个机会能够有一些的对话
If God gives you an opportunity to actually have a conversation with them,
我想这个是一件很好的事情。
It's a very good thing.
当然，我想彼得前书三章十五节那边提醒我们。
But according to 1 Peter 3 and chapter 3 and 15 and verses 15,
我们要用温柔的心把我们心中的盼望说出来。
We need to actually explain to them our hope, in a very meek way.
所以当我们有机会跟异教徒分享。信仰的时候
When we actually share our faith with non-Christian believers,
我想我们不是用骄傲的心
We do not share them with pride.
更加我们也不是用取笑他人的一个心。
Of course, we cannot actually share with them making fun of them.
乃是我们用一个温柔的心跟他们分享我们的信仰。
We share with our faith. We share with them our faith in a very meek way.
我想我发现其实最好的方法，不是说他的宗教信仰有什么不对的地方。
The best way to tell them, you know, to share our faith is not to say that there's something wrong in their religion.
乃是跟他们分享我的信仰有什么，在我的生命里面带来给我的帮助。
Instead, we need to share with them more on how my faith actually changed my life.
我想，假如我们能够跟他们分享，我们的上帝是又真又活的上帝。
If we can tell them that our God is a true, a living God.
我想我们不需要去批评说他们是拜偶像。
We do not need necessarily to criticize that they are actually worshiping idols.
或者他们的上帝是假的上帝。
Or their gods are the false god.
我想我宁愿跟人家分享我的信仰是什么，而不是他们的信仰不是什么。
I'd rather share with them what my faith is, than say that what their faith is not.
我用一个很简单的一个例子吧。
Let me give you a very simple example.
我有一个很好的一个朋友。
I have a very good friend of mine.
他传福音，他用一个很特别的方法。
He has a very special way of sharing the gospel.
他就会跟一个异教徒交换条件。
He would actually make a deal with a non-Christian believer.
他会说这样好了，你用五分钟来分享你的信仰给我听。
He said, "How about this? You spend 5 minutes to share your faith."
那我会仔细听你讲你的信仰。
I will listen to you, your sharing very carefully.
然后你讲完了以后，你给我五分钟分享我的信仰。
After that, how about you give me 5 minutes so that I can share my faith with you?
这样很公平嘛，对不对？
It sounds very fair, right?
他就用这样的一个方法跟人家传福音啊。
So this is the way that he shared his gospels with other people.
有一次他有机会跟一个穆斯林传福音。
There's one time that he had an opportunity to share the gospel with a Muslim.
后来这个穆斯林没有想到，不到五分钟就讲完了。
So what surprised him that the Muslim shared his faith within less than 5 minutes.
我这个朋友他也有一点调皮了。
So my friend becomes a little bit naughty.
他说你没有用上五分钟，那剩下的那一部分也给我好了。
So since you have not used up all your 5 minutes, so whatever the time is left should be mine.
当然他没有这样做了，是开玩笑。
Of course he didn't do that.
他就用五分钟的时间把这个信仰在他生命当中带给他的改变，带给他的不一样，跟这个穆斯林分享。
So he used his 5 minutes to share how his Christian faith has changed his life.
非常奇妙，上帝就打开了门，让这个朋友能够带这个穆斯林决志信耶稣。
So amazingly, God actually opened up the door so that my friend can lead this Muslim friend to Christ.
所以我想我们更多的来跟人家分享我们的信仰是什么，而不是他们的信仰不是什么。
So I think it's better to share with other people what our faith is rather than criticize what their faith is not.
作为戴德生的后代，或者你的孩子们有压力吗？
As descendants of Hudson Taylor, do you or your children feel any pressure?
有。
Yes.
下面一个问题。
So, the next question.
没有，因为没有要求我多说了。
There's no such requirement that I have to say a lot.
当然，我想这很快的做一个见证吧。
Of course, I'd like to give you a testimony.
当然，我想这个生长在一个基督化的一个家庭里面。
And growing up in a Christian family.
一个宣教师的一个家庭里面。
Especially a missionary family.
我想有两个挑战吧。
There are two challenges.
第一个挑战当然就是我想信仰的传承。
So the first challenge is how to actually keep up with the legacy of your faith, the family faith.
怎么样把这个信仰能够传承下去？
How do you actually transfer the legacy of Christianity faith to the next generation?
我想这个是我父母亲的挑战。
This is a challenge that faces my parents.
当我跟我两个姐姐在这样的一个家庭里面成长的时候。
When I and my two of my elder sisters grew up in this family,
身为父母亲，我的爸爸妈妈怎么样用不同的方法 来帮助这个信仰能够传承下去。
We witnessed how my parents actually tried to pass on their faith to the next generation.
我想这个其实在我们当中的父母亲，这是我们在神面前一个非常重要的一个责任。
I think this is also a very tremendous responsibility on the part of all the parents here.
因为我们知道来教会不等于就是基督徒。
We all know that just by coming to church doesn't mean that you are Christians.
有一个人他曾经这样说。
There's one man who said this.
在神的国里面没有 grandchildren, 只有 children.
There are no such thing as grandchildren in the kingdom of God. There are only children of God.
没有孙辈哈，只有儿辈哈。
There's no grandchildren. There's only like sons.
所以我们的孩子在某一个阶段，他们也需要认真的来面对这个信仰。不单单是他们爸爸妈妈的信仰。
So sometime in their lives, our children will have to face seriously the question of how to actually deal with this faith. It's not just the faith of the parents.
而这个信仰怎么样成为我的信仰
？And how this faith can become my faith?
那我是十八岁的时候做了这个决定。
I actually come to the Lord when I was 18 years old.
十八岁的时候我就决志接受耶稣基督受洗。
I decided to actually accept Christ into my heart, and was baptized when I was 18.
那我想这个我父母亲不在这里哈，但是我想他们也可以见证，做出这样的一个决定，其实他们也在这当中学了很多的功课。
Although my parents are not here now, but I think they can testify that they have learned a lot.Through the whole process.
因为我青少年的时候，我是非常的叛逆。
During my juvenile years, I'm very rebellious.
所以我想这个信仰的传承是非常的重要。
So the challenge of passing on your faith to the next generation is very important.
有的时候我们身为父母亲，我们觉得这个是教会的责任。
Sometimes as parents, we feel that it's a responsibility on the part of the church.
那当然，我想教会也有他要扮演的角色。
Of course, there's a role to play for the church.
但是我们也不要忘记，其实我们的孩子在教会每一个礼拜也只不过是那两三四个小时而已。
But let's not forget that our children every week they spend only up to 2 to 3 hours in church.
我们身为父母亲跟他们的互动的这个时间，其实是远远超过教会跟他们的互动。
As parents, our interaction with our children, the time that we spend with them, far exceeds the time the church has with them.
所以我们怎么样在家里面，能够帮助我们的孩子来认识上帝
？So how we can help our children in the family to get to know God？
跟我们的孩子谈到信仰。
And talk about the faith with our children.
所以我想这个是第一个挑战。
This is the first challenge.
那当然，第二个挑战就是在这样的一个家族的里面，也要成为一个全时间服侍主的一个人。
The second challenge is how to become a full-time servant in the family.
那我的中文名字叫戴季中。
My Chinese name is 戴季中。
这个英文这个意思就是要继续祖宗。
Meaning that the meaning of the of my Chinese name actually is how to actually inherit, inherit, what my older ancestor actually passed on.
所以我五六岁的时候就被人家问这个问题， so, 你要不要继续祖宗
？So when I was about 5 to 6 years old, I have been asked the question, "Do you want to inherit what your ancestors give to you?"
我顺便提哈，千万不要问这种问题啊。
By the way, do not never ask those kind of questions.
因为我后来被问到烦了。
Because I was so sick and tired of those kind of questions.
五六岁我就决定我绝对不继续祖宗了。
So I decided not to actually carry on the family tradition with me anymore.
那当然，刚我提了，我十八岁的时候其实才信主。
So like I said, until I was not a Christian until I was 18 years old.
那在服侍主的这一个这样的一个这样的一件事情上面
，In serving the Lord，
我是念完大学以后，我才清楚知道神呼召我要全时间来服侍。
It is not until I graduated from college that I start to know clearly that I need to serve the Lord full time.
那我其实对这一块跟信仰有同样的一个领受。
I have some kind of learning. Learn something, in this area. Just like my faith.
因为我觉得 如同信仰一样，这个不是代代相传的一个概念。
It's like faith. It's not something that you can carry on necessarily, you know, from generation to generation.
当然，我们是可以影响到下一代。
Of course, you can have exert your influence.
但是神也要呼召每一代。
But some will also call upon the next generation.
每一代也要决定他怎么样来回应神的呼召。
Each generation needs to actually respond to God.
所以我们的儿，我们的儿子曾经问过我们。
So my sons used to ask us.
My son.
Used to ask me.
我是不是也要做传道人
？Do I have to do a missionary like you？
那我们跟他说，当然，若是神这样呼召你的话，我们会很高兴啊。
We told them if that's your God's callings for you. Of course,
但是重要，你要清楚知道神是呼召你做这件事。
But the most important thing that you need to know clearly that this is what God calls you to do.
所以有压力了。
So there is a lot of pressure.
但是感谢主。
But thanks to Lord.
当我们知道神。的旨意的时候
When we know God's intention,
这个原来是一个 burden 变成一个 blessing.
What used to be a burden becomes a blessing.
一个重担成为一个祝福
A burden becomes a blessing.
好，谢谢。
Thank you.
What unique role do you see that the Chinese believers have in cross-cultural mission work?
华人基督徒在跨文化宣教当中有什么特别的角色可以扮演？
Just several things come to mind quickly.
有几件事情我可以想到。
Of course, the Chinese and it says Chinese here rather than China.
他这里说的是华人，而不是说中国。
The Lord has scattered the Chinese literally around the earth.
神已经将华人分散在世界各地。
And so, in many ways, even here in the United States in New Jersey,
甚至就在这儿，在美国，在新泽西
we can be involved in cross-cultural missions, and in fact, we're living in cross-cultural setting.
那我们这里的华人就可以直接参与跨文化宣教。事实上，我们已经生活在一个跨文化的背景当中。
And these last few days, we've talked a little bit about the mission field on our very doorstep.
我们前几天已经提到。现在的那个宣教工厂已经移到了我们的家门口。
I found it very interesting one time.
我有一次我发现有一件事情很有趣。
I was in the province of Xinjiang in the northwest part of China.
我有一次我在中国的西北省份新疆。
And I was speaking to a Uyghur who actually had become a Christian.
我对一个成了基督徒的维吾尔族人说话。
And she shared with me that traditionally, the Uyghurs always think that Chinese are Buddhists.
他告诉我，从维吾尔族人的角度来看，他们总是认为汉族人基本上都是佛教徒。
And so, when she met the first Chinese Christian, she was actually quite surprised.
所以，当她遇见第一个汉人基督徒的时候，她觉得非常的惊讶。
Because she thought they were all Buddhists.
因为她觉得他们都是佛教徒。
And that Christianity was the religion of the West.
她认为基督教应该是西方的宗教。
And it was only through that experience that she realized, actually, in part, that Christianity is not a Western religion.
正是由于那一次的机会，他突然领悟到基督教不仅仅是西方人的宗教
，but rather God loves the world，
而是神爱世人。
And I think maybe in a sense that's a unique opportunity for us。
从这意义上来说，这是对我们来说是一个非常特殊、独特的机会。
Because when people are surprised that we are not Buddhists, we are Christians。
当人们发觉我们惊奇的发觉我们不是佛教徒，而是基督徒的时候
，we actually have a wonderful opportunity to be able to share the good news of Jesus Christ。
我们就有一个很好的机会跟他们分享我们的福音。
For my brothers and sisters in China，
对我在中国的弟兄姊妹来说。
Actually, in cross-cultural missions, I often challenge them on several levels.
我通常在几个不同的层面给他们发出不同的挑战，让他们去从事跨文化的宣教。
For instance, brothers and sisters who worship in house churches.
比如说在家庭教会里边的弟兄姊妹。
I will challenge them to think through a theology of the house church.
我挑战他们好好的把家庭教会这一套神学体系给想明白了。
And what I mean by that is,
我的意思是说
，actually, as we look at missions in the 21st century,
当我们看二十一世纪的宣教工厂的时候
，actually, what is left is hard soil.
剩下的都是硬土。
Very difficult.
非常困难的地方。
The whole Muslim world is hard soil.
啊，整个穆斯林世界就是一块硬土。
And as we serve and we share the gospel in those settings,
啊，在这种环境下跟他们分享福音的话，
it will not be possible for us to build a big church on the corner of First Street and Main Street in downtown Baghdad.
啊，我们很难想，我们不可能在巴格达的那个市中心热闹的地方建一个很大的基督教堂。
You will not build a mega church among Muslims.
你不可能在穆斯林当中建一个大教堂。
But rather, it will need to be a house church model.
啊。而相反，家庭教会是一个非常可运作的一个模式。
And so I challenge them instead of always wanting to learn from mega churches.
所以我跟他们挑战说，不要老是学那些大教会、大教堂的那做榜样。
But to realize that actually the church in China has a unique spiritual heritage within that house church development.
而是应该是真正的是尊重，在中国应该知道一个珍惜这样一个家庭教会这样一个非常珍贵的宝贵的传统。
And it will only be in that model that we will be able to actually see churches built in areas of hard soil.
只有用家庭教会这样的方式，我们才有可能在那些硬土的地方松动。
In many ways, that would be the same for some Buddhist areas as well.
同样可以用在有些佛教徒的那个群体里面。
Among Tibetans.
比如说在藏族人群里面。
Or even in Thailand, in the northeast part of Thailand.
比如说，或者说是在泰国，或者是泰国东北部的地方。
Where there is a very extreme, or yeah, an extreme Buddhist trend.
在那边有非常极端的佛教徒人群。
Of course, somewhat linked with this is the church experience in China with suffering.
这和中国教会受逼迫是有关系的。
And I think one of the things I challenge brothers and sisters to think through is why did God allow the church in China to go through suffering?
我给中国教会基督徒所提出的挑战之一，就好好想想为什么神允许中国的华人基督徒忍受这样的逼迫。
Why was there a cultural revolution?
为什么有文化大革命？
God allowed it.
神显然是允许这件事情发生了。
And the question is why?
问题就是为什么？
And of course, there are probably many answers to that question.
当然，这样的问题有很多不同的答案。
But I think in terms of 21st century missions,
但是从21世纪的宣教角度来讲，
that has enabled us to do as Chinese Christians,
这样的问题能够让我们作为华人基督徒，
is to realize that to have an experience of living under oppression and persecution.
让我们华人基督徒能够亲身的感受到如何在逼迫当中能够活出信仰。
And so as we go and share the gospel, for instance, with Muslims,
所以当我们和穆斯林分享信仰的时候，
we can help them understand that probably when they become Christians, they will need to also prepare to suffer for Christ.
我们也会让他们准备，做好心理准备，当他们信耶稣以后，很可能为了主受逼迫。
Of course, if I could be so honest with all of us here,
当然我如果要坦白坦诚不公的跟大家分享的话，
or maybe for most of us here,
或和我们当中绝大部分的人开诚布公的话，
we know very little about what it means to suffer.
我们当中的很多的人还不知道什么叫做受逼迫，
we might know a little bit about some inconveniences.
也许我们自己经历到一些为了信仰而经历到的一些不方便，
but we know very little about suffering.
但是我们很少知道什么叫为信仰而受苦。
So it would be very difficult for us to help others be prepared because we don't have that experience.
所以我们就很难帮助别的在传扬福音当中帮助别人来准备受苦，因为我们自己没有这方面的经历。
So I think there are some unique roles that we can play.
所以作为华文基督徒有很独特的角色我们可以扮演。
又要换台了哈。
So again, I have to switch off to another station.
中国的三自教会和家庭教会还不往来吗？
Do the Chinese three self-patriotic churches have any connections, anything to do with the house church at all?
我的假设是大家都了解三自教会、家庭教会的一点点的背景。
My assumption is that everybody here knows a little bit about what is the so-called three self-patriotic church as well as the house church.
三自 three self.
三字就是政府认可的公开的教会。
So the three self church is the church that is that is recognized officially by the Chinese government.
那家庭教会是在政府许可的范围之外。
So the house churches it falls beyond what is allowed by the Chinese.
所谓是在灰色地带。
So it falls falls in within the so-called gray area.
那我想在二十一世纪，其实我们发现有可能不是那么单纯黑白。绝对不往来的这样的一个二分化的里头。
So in 21st century, I think our view of the binary view of black and white no longer applies to the situations here.
有可能今天它是一个 spectrum, 是这个 spectrum.
It's more or less like a continuous spectrum, 是一个光谱。
And so you have people that will probably still be very if I can use the word anti three self.
我们信徒当中有的人也许是非常反三字教会的。
他们会认为跟三字有任何的来往，就是在信仰上面的妥协。
If they would consider this a compromise, spiritual compromise, to have anything to do with the Christians that goes to the three self churches.
但是我们知道，譬如在温州这个地区。
But we also know that in places like Wenzhou,
有一群他们自称为不三不四的教会。
There are some churches whose believers call themselves neither three self nor four self.
因为他们拿到了这个政府的许可。
Because they got the license, they have the license.
然后呢，他们跟三字说：“你们不要来理我们。”
But on the other hand, they also tell the three self churches, "Do not actually have anything. You know, leave us alone."
我知道也有好些信徒，他们有可能在不同的时刻，他们会去参加一些三字教会的聚会。
There are some Christian believers who may attend three self churches sometimes.
所以我想，今天当我们看中国的教会
，So as we look at the Chinese churches now,
大概是一个比较复杂的一个情况。
It's a very complicated situation.
已经不是那么清楚的，要不然就是是，要不然就是不是。
So it's no longer a black and white situation.
那我想我们在海外，其实我一直觉得我们应该扮演的角色。
As overseas Chinese, the role that we can play.
我们不要火上加油。
Let's not feed fuel to the fire.
我们就为中国的教会祷告。
Let's pray for the Chinese church.
求神怜悯在中国的教会。
Let's pray that God will actually have mercy upon the Chinese church.
我十分的相信在三字里面也有非常爱主的弟兄和姐妹。
I truly believe there are God-loving Christians even among the three self churches.
在三字的里面也有真诚爱主的传道人。
There are missionaries.
No, there are pastors.
There are pastors in three self churches who truly loves God.
就像今天的圣公会。
It's just like the Anglican Church.
若是你了解，其实圣公会在信仰上面是一团乱，一团糟。
If you know anything about Anglican churches right now, the spiritual faith is in a mess.
在很多信仰的一些真理上面，他们早已经这个妥协了。
They've already made a lot of bad compromises when it comes to holding on to the faith.
但是我们也知道 John Stott 施达能他一直都没有离开圣公会。
But we also know John Stott had never left Anglican Church.
我想在英国圣公会也好，在德国的国教国家教堂一样，都是这样的一个情况。
So whether it's in the Anglican Church in the UK or whether it's in the National Church in Germany,
所以我想这些东西哈，我们需要求神来怜悯。
So we need to pray to God so that He can show His mercy.
我想这不是一边绝对对，另外一边绝对错。
It's very hard to say someone is absolutely right while the other is absolutely wrong.
所以我们在海外，我们就多为他们祷告。
So as overseas Chinese, what we can do is to pray for them.
我们不要火上加油。
Let's not try to feed fuel into the fire that is already breaking out of control there.
这里有一个问题：基督徒上天堂后还会相见吗？
There's another.Can Christians meet with each other after they die and go up in heaven?
I hope so.
我当然希望如此。
因为我很期待可以见到戴德胜。
Because I really truly expect that I will see my and you know great 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 grandfather Hudson Taylor.
所以我想，当然这是圣经里面给我们宝贵的应许。
That's a very precious promise that is given by the Bible.
那当然，在这边它有另外一部分。
There's another part of the question.
但是另外一半，若是没有信主，去世后是否就不能再相见
？What if my other half does not believe in Christ before he dies? Does that mean that I will never be able to see him or her?
当然，我想这个我们读圣经的时候
，When we read the Bible，
我们很清楚的知道
，We know clearly。
其实，在有生之年当中
，In our lifetime，
非常重要的就是我们怎么样来看待主耶稣基督。
It's very important that during our lifetime, how we get to know Jesus Christ.
我想这是一个人，我们每一个人在生命当中其实最重要的决定。
This is the single most important things for anybody.
因为这个决定不单单是影响到今生。
Because this decision not only impacts your life here today.
这个决定也会影响到在永恒的里面。
Because it will also impact your afterlife in eternity.
那至于他没有信主。
As for the fact that he or she is not a believer,
我想我们就把这件事情留在上帝的手中。
Let's leave it up to the hand of God.
因为我们不知道这个人在神的面前他真正心里面的光景。
Because we don't really know what his or her heart is really is in front of God.
那我们就能够求神来怜悯。
We can only pray that God will show mercy upon him.
那我想假如我们当中有一些配偶是还没有信主的。
If some of us who have the couple, a married couple, whose other half is not a believer yet,
我想这个是一个很重要的一个提醒。
It's a very important reminding.
让我们能够在配偶的面前能够活出一个荣耀神的一个见证。
It reminds us that we need to actually live up to a life that is full of glory in front of our spouse.
我非常喜欢彼得前书三章那边。所讲的一句话
I like this verse particularly like this verse in 1 Peter chapter 3.
彼得当然是写信给姐妹们。
Of course, Peter was writing to the sisters.
他说若是你家里面有不信奉道理的配偶先生
If you have a spouse that does not believe in Christ,
你要用你的品行来感化他。
You need to move him
or her.
Or her through your characters.
那我想这个是一个很重要的一个提醒。
I think this is a very important reminder for us.
求神让我们能够在不信主的配偶面前，我们能够用我们的品行来感化他。
May God let us live up to our faith through our characters so that we can move our spouse.
那这个品行，我自己读彼得前书。
When I actually read 1 Peter,
它的重点不是在我嘴巴说什么。
The characters does not seem to mean what I say through my mouth.
而是我生命活出来的是什么。
It's actually the life I live.
所以你若是去看彼得前书的话
，If you read 1 Peter,
你会发现其实品行、好行为都是重复出现的一些词汇。
You will find, you know, there are a lot, you know, these words appear repeatedly, like characters and good deeds.
所以我们要用我们的品行，我们的好行为来为主做见证。
So we need to use our good characters and good deeds to have to testify our faith for God.
当然，我们也为我们的配偶，我们还不信主的家人祷告。
Of course, we need to pray. Needless to say, we need to pray for our spouse for their faith.
求神在他们的心里面来工作。
So that God may work upon their heart.
也求神帮助我们，不是他们信主的一个阻力，而是他们信主的一个助力。
So that God can help us not to become a hindrance on their way toward the faith, toward the ultimate truth.
阻力、助力啊，这个就卷舌的重要性。
Instead of being the hindrance, it's actually, 助力。
对，没有啊，没关系了，这个不用翻了，
okay.
听得懂的。OK， 好。Very good, thank you. Regarding allocating missionary funds,
说到有关如何分配宣教的资源
should priority be given to homegrown missionaries?
是不是把重点应该放在本土教会、本土宣教士上？
I'm assuming your homegrown missionaries are missionaries that
are a part of our church, that grew up in our church, and who went from our church to serve on the mission field.
在这里我假设你所说的本土的宣教士是指那些宣教士原来是在土生土长是在我们这个教会里边出来的然后出去宣道的人。
Of course, I think it'd be wonderful if our church had many, many who went forth into the mission field.
当然我们的教会如果能够差派很多这样的宣教士到宣教工厂去这是非常好的一件事情。
I think that is something that we as a church should pray for.
我们作为一个教会应该努力为这件事情迫切的祷告。
God would raise up many in our midst that we could send forth and support them in cross-cultural mission.
求主在我们当中兴起很多的人能够去做跨文化宣教的事。
A lot of times when we look at mission programs,
当我们很多时候看那些所谓的宣教节目的时候,
our focus is upon we need to raise so much money.
我们的重点往往是如何募集更多的钱。
I've actually very seldom come to churches who also have a target of seeing God perhaps raise up three people in our midst to go out, or four people, or five people to go out.
我很少看到有这样的教会，他们在为宣教祷告的时候，确定目标，求神能够在一定的时间里边，能够兴起三到四个宣教士到海外去宣教。
And so I think that could be something that we as a church very intentionally pray about.
这是我们这个教会可以迫切祷告的一项内容。
And so certainly I think that would be an important part that we can play.
当然是我们也是我们作为教会所能够扮演的一个重要的角色。
I was actually sharing with Pastor Jeff earlier.
早些时候我和 Jeff 牧师谈到。
I said the church that we served in Taiwan.
他谈到我们在台湾服事的一个教会。
For many years, our policy is we would only support our own missionaries.
很多年那家教会的政策就是我们只资助我们这个教会出去的宣教士。
只支持本堂的宣教师。不支持外堂的宣教士。
本堂宣教士 ，OK， homegrown, homegrown missionaries.
But one time in our discussions,
在一次我们谈话当中
，I challenged the church.
我对那些教会提出挑战。
Because our policy is we would support all of our missionaries 50%.
我们的政策是我们资助我们所有的宣教士50%。
Actually, from my experience, that's actually a very high percentage.
从我个人的经历来说，这个50%的费用能够资助他们，这是一个很高的比例。
Even in our case, our home church in Boston.
即便是在我个人的情况，我的母堂是在波士顿。
Their support for us is not even at 10%.
他们给我的资助连10%都不到。
But the church in Taiwan, they said we will support all of our 本堂 our own missionaries 50%.
而台湾的那间教会，他们资助他们所有的本堂的宣教士50%的。
And I said that's wonderful.
我觉得这很好啊。
That actually is a tremendous encouragement to the missionary.
这对那些宣教士来说是非常大的鼓舞。
Because I only have to go look to the Lord for the other 50%.
因为这意味着我们只要寻求神给我们提供另一半。
And that will save a lot of need to visit many, many churches when you're home on home assignment or on deputation.
这就让我们能够在回到自己本家的时候，省下很多的时间去，也去那各挨家挨户的每家教会里面去求他们，求爷爷告奶奶。
Mimi and my wife and I, we have 12 churches that support us.
我师母和我有12间教会支持我们。
And so on home assignment, we have to go to all 12 churches.
所以每次我们回到美国来的时候，我们每一家教会都要挨家挨户的去敲门。
Could I just be very honest with you? It's quite exhausting.
要老实的跟大家说，这是非常非常非常令人疲乏的。
If one church would say to us, "We'll support you 100%."
如果有一家教会说我们你100%的需求都由我们来提供。
I'll stand in line.
我就第一个就站在第一条线上。
Because I just have to go back to one church.
那就意味着我只要去一家教会就行了。
Rather than having to go to 12 churches.
而不是去12家教会。
And so sometimes after home assignment, we're more exhausted than before we went on home assignment.
所以每次在家里边募捐结果以后，我们累的比我们来之前还要累。
And so the church in Taipei said we'll support them 50%. I said that's wonderful.
所以台北的那间教会说我们要给我们的。 本堂呢宣教是每人提供50%的。
And so I asked them, well, what about the other 50%?
我就问他们另一半呢怎么办呢？
Well, they're responsible to find other churches to support them.
那个教会就说他们自己负责去找别的教会去。
And I said, well, that's a little bit ironic.
那听上去是不是有点讽刺啊？
Because we won't support any other church's missionaries.
因为你自己这家教会从来不捐助，从来不支持其他外堂的宣教士。
We only support our own missionaries 50%.
你只支持你本堂的宣教士。
So we're assuming other churches will support the other 50%.
所以你却假定其他教会会给他们提供。
But we're not willing to support other people.
而我们自己却不愿意给提供给别外堂。
And so I said, this is not consistent. If you're not going to support missionaries from other churches, then don't assume other churches will support your missionaries. And so we need to support our missionaries 100%. Well, they weren't too excited about that. And so by God's grace, we started supporting 外堂, missionaries from other churches. And I think it was actually a good decision. Because I think it allowed us an exposure to what God is doing in a wider circle. And so I think it's always good for us to not be too inclusive.
有的时候不要脑子专想着我们本堂的需求，这样比较好。
Of course, if we can support our own missionaries a little bit more,
当然我们如果能够更多的资助我们本堂的宣教士，
that would be wonderful.
当然是件很好的事情。
So they're not so exhausted on home assignment.
所以他们每次回来募捐的时候就不用那么累。
But if there are some other people from other churches who come and say, would your church be willing to support?
但是当外堂的宣教士来到我们的教会来问我们愿不愿意资助他们的时候，
you might have a different percentage like we have them.
你也许会有不同的百分比来资助他们。
But we're wanting to be open to what God is doing.
我希望大家能够敞开自己的心怀。
And so I think that is a wonderful thing.
这是一件很好的事情。
Could I just add one other thing? And I think we're
那我能再做最后一个补充吗？
I think it's important for us not to decrease our support as the years go on.
随着宣教工厂的不断展开，年数的增长，我们重要的是不要再削减我们对宣教士的资助。
Actually, the church in Taipei also had that policy.
那个台北的那个教会也有这样的一项政策。
They started at 50%.
他们一开始是50%。
And then after the second term, it became 40%.
第二期的时候变成40%。
And then it became 30%.
然后30%。
And I asked them, why is that the case?
我们问他们为什么这样。
They said, well, they're exposed to many other churches, and so other churches will support them more, so we can support them less.
他们给我的回答是因为他们随着他们不断的宣教经历的不断增加，他们越来越多的接触到别的教会，所以别的教会会资助他们，所以用不着我们资助他们。
And then I shared with them a testimony, and that was the end of the discussion.
我就和他们分享了一个见证，这就成了我们这样的对话的结束。
I said, I've been on the mission field for over 20 years.
我告诉他们我已经在宣教工厂20年了。
Actually, a little bit over 25 years.
其实已经超过25年了。
Over the last 10 years,
在最后的那个十年，最近十年
，Not one church has asked us, do we need more support?
没有一家教会问我们，你需要资助吗？
I am not hinting anything this morning.
当然，我不是暗示这里的教会要给我什么。
And maybe it's because we don't have any need, so God hasn't laid that on anyone's heart.
也许我们没有特额外的需求，所以神还没有在你们的心里边放上这样的负担。
But my point to the church was that is not necessarily the case.
所以我跟教会要讲的就是，并不因为随着你的宣教的资历的增长，有更多的教会就会主动来资助你。
And it might be that a lot of churches just assume, well, you're fully supported.
很多教会就假定你已经有很多的钱，别的其他教会已经资助你了。
So don't decrease our support.
所以不要削减对宣教师的资助。
You only have one option.
你只有一个选择
to increase it,
只有是增加资助
to be an encouragement to our missionaries.
这样对我们的宣教士来说是很大的鼓舞。
And so I pray that was helpful for you.
我求神帮助我们大家。
Well, thank you.
谢谢。
And this has been a great time. Let's give him a round of hands.
Okay. Okay. 鼓掌。
We don't want to exhaust our speaker too much because he's got.
我们也不想让我们的讲员太累啊。
So I think Wenbing, you're.
Wenbing, 你好。
Is it or who's going to be giving announcements? I think.
谁要做报告？接下来。
Okay, just make sure that you're back here for our next session, which will begin at 11, which is our worship service.
大家别忘了现在散会以后，别忘了11点钟过来正式的聚会。
And Jamie just reminded me there are refreshments downstairs.
楼下还有一点小点心。
Yeah. Before we go, let's have a word of prayer.
我们散会之前，我们先做个祷告。
Why don't we all rise?
我们先大家起立。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we are just continually amazed by the work that you're doing all over this planet.
父神，我们真的是看见你手所做的工，我们真的是格外的惊奇。
It is a true testimony that your love is for every person on this world.
这是你爱神爱世人最好的见证。
It doesn't matter what race or how much wealth they have.
不管这个人是什么样的种族，是有多少的钱财。
May this love grow in our own hearts.
求神把这样的爱也放在我们的心里。
And may the barriers of the world break down in our minds.
让世界拆除各种各样的障碍。
That as our country struggles with racism,
当我们的国家还在种族主义当中挣扎的时候，
that we will be lights in the midst of this darkness.
我们能在这黑暗当中做光。
Because your light shines in us.
因为你的光在我们当中照亮。
Help us be cross-cultural in all that we do.
帮助我们做跨文化的宣传。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Amen. You're dismissed.